From the interim chief information officer, Department of Administrative Services, Information Management Services Division, requesting authorization to execute an agreement with NetSmart Technologies, Inc. for an electronic medical record system for the Department of Health and Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. This was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Supervisors, Larry Pinella, Interim CIO with IMSD. Sitting before you with Interim Director Lede, requesting permission to enter into an agreement with NetSmart Technologies for an electronic medical record system for BHD. IMSD started capital project WO444, electronic medical record system, about a year ago now. We have four phases, one being design, the second phase being the RFP and vendor selection, third, implementation, fourth, being closeout and audit for electronic medical record system. We have now completed phase two and have successfully, we have selected NetSmart as our contract of choice, our vendor of choice.
IMSD has been working with the BHD staff on this project, and certainly we feel we've had a strong partnership. We have a strong agency that is being selected. It will not only assist BHD with reference to revenue, but it's also a requirement in terms of moving forward with joint certification, and it also is a requirement of our federal funding streams that we move in this direction. I think the selection of this particular entity has a strong community-based connection as well, so as BHD looks at their mental health redesign and we looked at enhancing community-based services, we'll be able to extend that from admission through the hospital and track individuals all the way into the community-based services. I really think that this is a real positive step for BHD, and it's been an excellent partnership. It's been a lot of time on the BHD staff side. They have had to review the vendors that came in, look at, how it will have some benefit to them. They've invested a great deal of time. So we feel real good about the direction we're moving and hope you will consider this recommendation. Ms. Luzzi, would you like to?
I'd also like to thank IMSD. It's been a very positive experience. We did review this situation with our Joint Commission consultants who were here last week. They also feel this will be an excellent thing in terms of us, in terms of our quality assurance, of being able to monitor things. We believe that we'll also be able to capture additional revenue by having good data about individuals. I want to recognize Jim Kubicek from my staff, who's kind of led this from the BHD perspective, and our very strong relationship with IMSD. And I do think this is a system that will serve us today, but more importantly, serve us as the future in terms of, as Jerry said, their strong community programming. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I think this is exciting that we're getting a system in place to monitor our financial situation and just sort of streamline the process. Coming from a nonprofit background and knowing how important it is to have a database system that's going to support you and also provide information that'll help you to see where you are in terms of your financial goals, who your clientele is, so on and so forth. So this is really exciting. But I do have a couple of questions. One is, I can't recall how we're funding this particular software system. That's our first question. And then the second question is, as I was looking at the breakdown, I noticed that there seems to be something missing, and maybe because I just can't see it in based on what I was looking at, but I really just tried to look through this very carefully, and I don't, profess to being somebody that really knows budgets that well. I do my best, and I think I'm learning, and learning pretty fast. However, it seems to be we're saying that the total cost of this agreement is $5.2 million, correct? implementation of the software, that, and that's including the software. Okay. The implementation cost is $1.9 million. But what I'm finding is where I can't figure out how it adds up to the $5.2 million is where it talks about the hosting and maintenance services cost an average of $827,000 each year for years 2 through 5. So it just seems to me that there's like $1 million sort of missing in this timeline. And I don't, you guys are making faces, but when you look at this breakdown here, what it shows me is year one, and that includes the implementation of the software and the the implementation cost, which is $1.7 million. And on here, you show $1.9 million. And then you go through year 1 through 5, and it just doesn't all seem to add up for me.
What's that about?
Isn't this from?
Mm-hmm. Where
did
you get it from?
Madam Chair,
I got this
supervisors, from. That is from the contract. That is from the contract. I think the first question was.
Not in the packet.
No.
The contract
came
should
after.
Be.
It came after.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyway, let me finish my question here. We are at $5 million. What is showing? So that shows me that we're missing a couple million here. That doesn't add up to the $5.2 million. So can you please just explain to me how these numbers are off and what am I missing?
Madam Chair, I'm going to introduce Mr. Sushil Pillai with the Joxel Group. Sushil is our project manager of this venture. And I will turn the microphone over to him. Thank you.
So, Madam Chair, Supervisor Harris, you had asked two questions. I'm going to answer the second question. Mm-hmm. I'll defer the first question to either Ms. Lyday or Ms. Lucy. The second question is, while we submitted this contract to you, we were moving very close with negotiating with NetSmart Technologies. And they've been extremely helpful in this process. So we were able to bring down some of the cost down. So for what you saw in the original paper that is submitted, the contract resolutions to the breakdown by section and year totals, we are off a little bit, but we are down. So we said 5.2. The number now looks at about 5.014. So we pulled out some of the numbers out because as we were looking at the payment terms on the maintenance costs, so we pulled out about approximately $200,000 off because we have an existing software, which is CMHC, and for 2012, we didn't want to pay the licensing fee for both softwares simultaneously. So we pulled one out, we kept one in, and that's the discrepancy you're seeing. But the total amount is what is reflected in your sheets at this point.
So what's on, is it okay if I, okay. So then what's in the resolution is really how much we are projecting to pay, but it's likely that we're going to come under that is what you're saying. Okay.
That's correct, Supervisor Harris.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, the contract will be written for $5,014,000,
okay.
So about the $200,000 less. And I apologize that the report did come before the contract negotiations were final, but we were substantially complete. We had just a couple more things that we had to hit home. And because we feel that this is such an important venture for BHD, we didn't want to put it off another month. So we worked with Madam Chair and the chairman to request permission to submit the contract a little. We submitted it 2 days after agenda set.
Okay. Well, I think that's great. I mean, if we're coming under what we projected, I just wasn't sure if there were some hidden costs that we could have missed or wasn't projected in the contract or, you know, in that we were going to come. I don't know where it was going to come from, but I was trying to figure out what were we looking at. So how are we funding this again? I can't recall.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we are funding this. We've known about the EMR for a couple of years, and it's been brought before the board as part of the 2011 budget. It was included in there, although the funding that was originally allocated, it didn't materialize. So we've been working with DAS and have identified some prior year revenue that we're going to bring a report forward in October that highlights that. But that will be paying for essentially the implementation costs, which will cover the remainder of this year in 2012. Year one actually is 2013, so we'll be including that maintenance or ongoing costs in our 2013 budget. But we also have a placeholder in the 2012 requested budget that would fund part of that for next year. We continue to talk to DAS, but I'm confident that we've got the funding to pay for the first 2 years, and ongoing would be included in our budget.
Okay, so I do apologize. I think I missed the first part of your sentence. I didn't hear where you said this funding was coming from. I heard everything else, but yep. I just missed that one piece. So
it's going to be coming from some prior year revenue that we've recognized in the Department of Health and Human Services, and there'll be a report in October that details out what the prior year revenue is.
Okay. Can we assume that comes from tax levy from prior years, or like where is this accumulation coming from?
We actually, in the Department of Health and Human Services, we had some prior year revenue from transitioning individuals from our waiver program. As you know, many of the clients that we had, we transitioned into family care. And some of the money there that we had came to us as prior year revenue that we got this year that we did not have at the time we closed our books. We also operated a Medicaid personal care program, and you have 12 months from the date of service in which to bill. So as individuals transitioned, we were still receiving revenue for those individual clients in 2012. And that money we were able to use for some one-time only needs we had in the department. And as Alex said, we're coming to the committee with our report. But one of the negotiations that we identified was to utilize some of that money to help fund the electronic medical records for BHD. So that will be forthcoming in a report next year. But it was a one-time only revenue that we happened to be fortunate enough to receive as a result of our transitioning out of the waivers into family care.
Interesting. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, the report of record is signed.
Mm-hmm. All right. We do have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo. On the amendment, I'm sorry. We do have an amendment from Supervisor Mayo.
We have a line.
Okay, we'll give you a minute. We'll get it together.
Madam Chair, I'd like to introduce, we have a representative from NetSmart here, Heather Green. She is available if there are any questions. She'll be here today and tomorrow if any of the committee members would like to meet anybody from NetSmart.
Madam Chair, while we're waiting on that, can I just get a comment on the record or question on the record?
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There wasn't any discussion of it today, but in the report and in discussion that we've had in the meeting prior, I just want to, on the record, that some comments about the fact that the original intent here was that we were pursuing a system that would serve both the sheriff's department as well as BHD, and that there was sort of a divergence there because of the sheriff's intent to go in another direction. Whether or not that happens or not, you've assured me that this system will serve our needs and that there will be interoperability between the systems, and I just want that on the record. And and so that it isn't questioned later why we didn't pursue the original integration of the two systems.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, Supervisor Lipscomb, thank you for bringing up that point. The Sheriff's Department is going on to pursue other avenues for their medical services. And when they come forward with a medical services option, whatever that might be, IMSD will work with their new provider on making sure that these two systems are talk to each other and interface with each other. There is an HL7 interface that we will be implementing between the two so that the our clients are best served, whether they are at BHD, you know, between BHD and MCSO and the Sheriff's Department.
And then also, there was also some citation on the fact that NetSmart is also the owner of the software that our current system is on, and so we have some advantage in bringing that data over. So I just want to make clear that this is going to work. That this is going to work both in terms of transitioning and the future, in terms of tying the systems together and working with other systems.
Madam Chair, again,
key component of this.
Supervisor Lipscomb is correct. There are efficiencies that are brought forward with the fact that the CMHC program that we currently have at BHD. The fact that NetSmart owns that product as well as the Avatar, which is state-of-the-art, that there will be some efficiencies had in the conversion of the old data into the new system.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for
getting that. Thank you. Do we have an amendment together? Madam Clerk, would you like to read the amendment so everybody's clear on what we're voting on?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, what we're doing is we're changing the money amounts on line 57 will be changed from $5,223,659 to $5,014,182. Line 58. The money amount is being changed from $1,914,545 to $1,709,063. Line 59. The money amount is being changed from $827,279 to $826,280.
All right. Everybody's clear on the amendment? On the amendment, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Approved as amended.
Supervisor Mayo moves approval as amended. Madam Clerk. On approval as amended, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve the resolution as amended is approved.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, Supervisors, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. It is 10 minutes after noon. We have 3 items left. What is the pleasure of the committee?
Lock and load. Keep it moving.
Okay. Supervisor Rice is giving me the keep rolling.